Yo, my man BTG, what's up, man? Hey, it's your boy 12 Kyle back in the building. Hey, man, I'm in your gym, and you're right. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since you've done an episode. It's been a minute since you've been in the gym, and I can tell because somebody's been eating here, man. Somebody's got you got an ant problem, but that's beside the point. All right, so I had to ask, man. I had to come back in the gym because I had to ask you a question. Actually, two questions. First question, as with regards to your Lakers, when it comes to LeBron's tenure, do you think that the Laker Nation, do you think the Laker Nation ever truly accepted LeBron? Question number two, if you could get on the phone and make a phone call to heaven, call Kobe Bean Bryant, what do you think Kobe would say about LeBron's tenure in L.A.? Those are my two questions. I'm going to keep hooping. Like I said, you got an ant problem here, dog. I don't know what you're going to do. But, yeah, holler at me.
Yeah, my sugar don't like ants at all. So we gotta do something about that, because if my sugar gonna come here and watch me hoop, she gotta be comfortable. It's a lot of Laker. There's been a lot of Laker news within the past. I mean, shit, it's Laker news every year, but you know, within the past year or so, it's been a lot of Laker news, heavy news, because you know, Bron, since then, has moved on. He is now a Philadelphia 76er. Who would have thought, right? My Lakers have been sold twice within the past, you know, season. And now we're here. We have one of the whitest squads in NBA history. And, you know, it's just a lot of, I wouldn't necessarily just call it regular drama. It's Laker drama. You know, like, when have we never been involved in Laker drama? But that was my brother 12 Cal in the gym. I hope you're not in street shoes, 12 Cal. That's my number one rule. No street shoes on the court, okay? I don't care what, you could be in some jeans and a leather jacket for all I care. You could dress up like a Power Ranger. But as long as you got some basketball shoes on my court. Very important question. Have the Laker Nation ever really accepted LeBron James? Majority of them, no. And you can find footage on both sides, but I'm letting you know as a Inglewood Laker fan, we did not accept him. We looked at it as a business deal, transaction, strictly, strongly. LA politics. Like, we knew he wasn't one of us. But at the same time, we can't ignore, we put a lot on Bron's jacket. I'll admit that. I don't want to be a total asshole towards him. I've been criticizing Bron his whole career. No matter where he went. I also said that I think mercenary Bron, I think the best Bron, I looked at Bron. Bron was an action figure when he was in Miami. That is the best version of Bron to me, you know. And I thought he was just, I thought he was unstoppable. I think he delivered for Miami, and I think he delivered for Cleveland. Even though he has spent what? Is it a total of seven or eight years with Cleveland? Because he did go back. But he did spend 8 years with the Lakers, and he spent three years with Miami or something like that? Wasn't that long. It wasn't. I can't remember. But as a Laker, man, he is a Laker, no matter how you want to put it. So I guess I can combine both questions as far as, did we accept him and what Kobe would say about his career. Kobe would say he's a Laker, I think. But I also know that if you catch Kobe with the cameras off and no recording, he knows the difference between being a Laker and playing for the Lakers. And I think that's what it was. I think we have the luxury of doing that. Maybe even New York has a luxury. It depends, because if you win for New York, which they did, Brunson is going to go down as one of the best Knicks players of all time. So he might be treated in a different way over there in New York, but over here in L.A., it was just how we were groomed to just, we want championships. We want the jewelry. And if you under-deliver, then that's how we're going to look at you. And it's different if we drafted you or we traded for you early on in your career or halfway through your career. We got the tail end of Bron. We got the end of the road Bron, which is still very, very great player for his age. But when you start talking about his age versus the standards for the Lakers, it's going to get a little bit messy. And I think when he came over there, it was one of those things where we had no choice but to accept him being a player for the Lakers. But the love wasn't there. It just wasn't there, 12 Cal. I'm being honest with you. I can recognize him as a top three player of all time. His fan base and his generation is going to say he's probably the best. They're going to shit on Michael Jordan's career. And lately, you've seen former peers, players, and fan bases is just been attracted to shitting on Kobe's legacy now. You know what I mean? And so it's like that. You know, people from L.A. is going to feel like Kobe is the best. You know, Jordan fans were there. They're going to feel like he's the best and he will always be the best. And then you got Bron, I'd say his fan base is very similar to Drake's fan base. I think Drake's career and Bron's career is very similar. I may have to do an episode to explain all that, to elaborate, but this is not the episode to do that. But both of their fan bases are very similar, right? So, no, we never did. If you could remember when there was murals out here where people were drawing Bron, you know what I'm saying? And when he came out here, once they started to, create those murals with Bron or whatever, people started to, deface him and things of that nature. And we're not about to take credit for all of it now. We do know that there were some Clipper fans out there doing shit and then blaming it on the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, we didn't do all of it. But, yeah, I mean, we didn't. We never, like, we still don't agree with his character. Under-delivered. And Kobe, we love Kobe that much. We still love Kobe. And you got to look at how, ask people about their relationships with Shaq. We love Shaq, but even then, it's like, we chose the right player. You know, like, we noted, Kobe was the first player in LA history that nobody knew who he was. He wasn't liked early on, and he earned every bit of it. He earned playing time. He won over the fans. Shaq left, or we got rid of Shaq. A portion of the fan base was upset because they loved Shaq, right? The reason why Kobe was hated so much early on, or disliked, is because we didn't understand that level of competitiveness. Like, Michael Jordan to the side. Michael Jordan was brought in as something that they... I don't want to say this in a negative way. Not forced on us like, you have to like him. Because Michael Jordan was that fucking good or whatever. But there was nothing negative promoted about Jordan. And we knew Jordan. Niggas knew Jordan. Yeah, I mean, if you was old enough and if you was watching college basketball, you knew about Jordan. You knew about him, especially in that Bulls uniform and things like, you knew the battles that he had with Detroit, with Boston. You know what I mean? You knew about the final. I remember, I don't remember verbatim, but you know, they beat us. What was that, 90 and 90, 91? They beat us in the finals, right? Niggas knew about Jordan, Air Jordan. You know, he owned the commercials. I want to be like Mike and his tongue out, Space Jam, all the shoes, the clothes, like it was there. Kobe comes along and we didn't know where he came from. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, we didn't even know his dad. You know what I'm saying? And then it was like when you understand his journey of being from Philly, but, you know, he had spent a lot of time overseas in Italy and things like, but the nigga was different. And we didn't understand that. That's why the Mamba mentality can't be duplicated or replicated, because it was something that he created and he owned. And there's not too many people that could tap into that. But we looked at it, it was almost like a threat. And it was like, not even just a threat, but it was more so of a nigga, the audacity, you coming in here trying to run shit. And he gave off that persona. He gave off that type of energy and he won it over, because he ended up giving us 5 championships, 2 without Shaq. So he earned everything literally out the mud. Bron was kind of like the same thing coming into the league. You know, he got chosen one on his back. He had his beef with Boston because Paul Pierce said he was a chosen one. And he didn't like that the nigga had it tatted on his back or whatever. And Bron was known about and since high school. I remember he played against Westchester and he had like 51 or 50, or like either they had 50 and he had 51, or they had 51 and he had 50. It was something crazy. But yeah, and they was just already saying before he came into the league, he's going to be the best ever, this, that, and the third. But you got to understand, us as Laker fans, we grew up watching, we still Lakers, right? But we also grew up watching Chicago. We had the WGN channel. We like, as much as we watched the KCAL 9 Lakers, we also was watching the WGN, and the fucking Bulls was on Sundays too. You know what I'm saying? NBC. So we was watching the Lakers and the Bulls all the fucking time. And the Clippers. I ain't gonna shit on the Clippers. Clippers had squads. They had always had players that we loved. They were just a shitty, they were just a shitty organization. But we was watching those 3 teams in LA. So Bron comes along and is like, at that time, where the love for Kobe is getting stronger and stronger, and he's young. Or whatever. Now we're going through the turmoil of, you know, Shaq is gone. Kobe is he's the main guy of the team, and we're going through all his ups and downs, ebbs and flows of Kobe's career around that time. And then you have the Bron, and you got the Mellos and Chris Bosh's and stuff like that. And so there was the finals that we never got, which was supposed to be between Cleveland and the Lakers, but Cleveland ended up losing to Orlando, and we ended up smacking Orlando when Dwight Howard and Rashard Lewis and I think Nelson was on that team. They had a squad. That's a Turkaloo. I think Turkaloo was on that team. They had a fucking squad. And I just think the way Bron moved in his career, again, similar to like Drake, why a lot of niggas don't like Drake, is because they gave off fraud. You know what I'm saying? Talented. We know that. Bron is, that's God-given talent right there. A 6'8", 260, you move like a cheetah. It's just unfair. If they came out and said, yeah, this nigga was lab-grown, I wouldn't be surprised. And it's like he just gave off corny vibes. If I had to separate it, if I had to create a corny vibe category, niggas like Drake, The Game, Bron, niggas like that will be, they will be in that category. But all these niggas is talented. If you follow what I'm saying, like this nigga's a talented rapper, actor. This nigga is a talented lyricist. And then this nigga's athletic phenom, you know what I mean? And we just didn't like it. We come from Hollywood, so we could point out the fakeness. We know when niggas is out here trying to get a role. But it was like, It was just shit that Bron did in the offseason. It was just shit that we weren't used to seeing on the court. Like, I used to argue with my cousin Jared about Bron and Kobe all the time. He used to argue about the shots that Kobe would miss, and I would talk about the shots that Bron wouldn't take and things of that. And it was just a back-and-forth thing, Bron versus Kobe fans this whole time. So when he came to the team, you got to understand, it was just a different level of competition that we used to. We grew up watching Michael Jordan. Then we watched a nigga grow up his whole career, his whole NBA career we watched, because Kobe didn't go to college. So we watched him from 17 all the way till he passed away. We watched him from nigga coming off the bench, from backing up Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel, to coaching his daughter in the AAU tournament. I've seen Kobe. I met Kobe once, seen Kobe play, and I've seen him coach in real life. I've seen him coach his daughter in tournaments before. We always had this infinity love for Kobe. He could do no wrong, even though we watched him do wrong on and off the court. We've seen it, nigga. Snoop Dogg in a wash. Pass the ball, nigga. That was a real pass the ball, Kobe, is a real thing. You know what I mean? He had the scandal or whatever. All kind in Colorado, it was all kind of shit that we was there for him. You know what I'm saying? We watched him in the press conference. That's not our, you know, we seen Magic get up there with press conference. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that we used to, but these niggas delivered. That's why they held at a high rank when it comes to the Lakers. When it came to Bron, he's not homegrown. We have more love for niggas that we brought up from, you know, Caruso. That's homegrown. You talking about another nigga that got out of the mud. He was on our G League team, and he got brought up. Remember, I forgot my nigga name, but he was 28, and he played in his first Laker regular season game, and he was killing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we will always remember niggas like that. A.C. Green, Byron Scott, Kurt Rambis. You know what I'm saying? Corey Blunt. You know what I'm saying? Eldon Campbell. All these niggas, because they was... They Rick Fox, you know what I'm saying? Brian Shaw, like Sadeo 3, Anthony Peeler. It's just a lot of niggas that is true Lakers. It's a family. Now I'm about to get to that in a minute, but it's a family thing. Even if you didn't start off with us, it's how we went about it. You know what I'm saying? Because we know Kareem came from Milwaukee. But what he did, the damage that he did as a Laker, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be drafted. You don't have to be a free agent that we pick up, you know what I'm saying, early on or anything like that. But you got to show that you are true. Like Rondo, is he a true Laker or not? That's a true question right there, 12 Cal, because guess what? That nigga came from Boston. But Rick Fox also played for Boston, too. And then Shaq, later on in his career, went to go play for Boston. And that's kind of like a cardinal sin. But historically, we've always shared players. They got footage of Kobe, you know, practicing in Boston gear, you know what I'm saying, when he was a rookie and stuff like that. So it's like, it's a hate for sure for Boston. It's always fuck Boston or whatever. But we've shared players before. We have. It's the thing. Hell, we were thinking about, we thought Tatum was coming over here at one moment. But when it came to Bron, I think the mixture of him being who he is, who he played for, who he went to, you know what I'm saying? And then just being compared to Kobe while they was in the game at the same time, I think that's where a lot of the hate came from. And to keep it just on the court, it was just sports hate. Off the court, I didn't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know these niggas personally like that. But on the court, it was always a rivalry. It's always a rivalry. And we really wanted that Kobe and Bron rivalry a lot. It was, to me, it was never really cemented because them niggas did not meet in the finals when they were supposed to. And I feel like if that nigga Bron did get to the finals against our Lakers, win or lose, that would have started a whole totally different journey for both of them niggas. Because I think if we lose to them niggas, you know how Kobe is. You know what I'm saying? Or if we beat them niggas, they going to be on Bron's head because you lost to Kobe. So now it's like, if you lose to Kobe in the finals, how can you be ranked higher than him in the top three? You see what I'm saying? But we never got that. Now, to be fair, Kobe was in a, Kobe, one, the retired Kobe was different. He was giving us a lot of game. You know what I'm saying? And even though he critiqued the players that came after him, one of the spotlights was Harden. It was like, the way James Harden plays, he has a phenomenal game, but the way he plays, that's not, he'll never win a championship playing that way. So his criticism was there, but he never really shitted on niggas. You know what I mean? I don't think he would have shitted on Bron. He wasn't there. And I think he loved Bron like a brother. You know what I'm saying? Younger brother. I don't think he would have shit on him, but I think he knows what a true Laker is. He may not tell him. That might be the one time Kobe lies. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't lie. Maybe he does feel like Bron was a true Laker fan, but Kobe knows deep down in his heart that Bron didn't do enough for the Laker organization. He didn't. Delivering one championship and keeping a record, keeping an all-time scoring record in the Laker building, that's not enough. I know some people might be like, nigga, you are fucking crazy. That, no, it's not. Not to Laker standards. Y'all can keep that NBA. Y'all keep the NBA standards, and y'all keep y'all personal team standards to yourselves or whatever. Have y'all opinions. I'm just letting you know, we going to fight you on that. Not physically. Well, some of us will. But we going to debate you about our standards. And our standards can be, you know, out of the ballpark for a lot of people, for majority of the world, that it could be, and even aliens. But that's how we was brought up, bro. That Showtime is a real thing. And we've been missing that Showtime for a long time. We've been missing that. The closest thing that we got to that, I can't even say we've never duplicated or even tried to duplicate the Showtime. We've had moments, but even the Shaq and Kobe era, that's exactly what it was. It was the Shaq and Kobe era, and it was almost like a tennis ping pong type of thing where we seen it. It wasn't rare, but it's like when they did dominate at the same time, which majority of the time was in the playoffs, it was like the Shaq and Kobe and Shaq. But in a regular season, it was like ping pong. Like, these niggas, you know, even you can hear Shaq in some of his interviews. It was sometimes where I took the night off and I let that nigga take over. I knew I could trust him. Even though Shaq has said Penny was always the best player I ever played with, he knew what the difference was between him and Shaq. And I believe that if Penny didn't get injured, them niggas probably would have did some damage. I don't know if they would have beat Chicago. I don't know. But them niggas would have been dangerous, because you got to get them niggas some help. And fuck that nigga. Who was it? Nick Anderson for missing those free. Hey, man. Hey, my nigga. Hey, that's on you. That's on you. But it is a difference. It is a difference, 12 Kyle. And I can't fight it, bro. I cannot fight it. I cannot sit up here and lie to you. I'm talking about, it helps me out in debates in the barbershops. Like, now when we do an all-time Lakers roster or starting five, we have the luxury of adding Bron or sitting them on the bench, which is crazy to say. You know what I mean? Like, we also had Westbrook, and we had Melo in a Laker jersey. Like, dog, we had Isaiah Thomas, not the Detroit Isaiah Thomas. But we had Marcus Smart. We had a lot of players that I wanted from certain draft classes to be on the Lakers, and we didn't get them till later on. But we got them. We had Malik Monk. Like, we had players that I just loved throughout their college careers and their pro careers, and we had them at one point, but they was never true Lakers. Even with Westbrook, which is that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? He didn't stay long enough for him to be considered a Laker, but it was like he was still the hometown kid, and I hate the way we did him. And that's another reason why we don't fuck with Bron, because we knew Bron was the reason why he may have came over there, but he was also the reason why Westbrook left. And yeah, we have our split. We have our family issues where fan issues where some of the fan base didn't fuck with Westbrook, and the majority of the fan bases in LA fuck with Westbrook because he's the hometown kid. We would expect that nigga to be the mayor at some point. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, they don't care for his style of play. They didn't think his style of play was, helped them niggas win a championship and stuff like that. Whether you agree with it or not, that's still our nigga. That our loyalty towards our hometown kids is different. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for niggas from, Houston or Texas or Detroit or Miami. But, nigga, when it comes to our hometown kids, nigga, we fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? So anytime they was able to come back, it was all love. Even when that nigga went to the Clippers, I'm glad that nigga back in the city. But him leaving the Lakers how he did, we know Bron had something to do with that. And we history shows that every time Bron left a team, my nigga, he left it in a shady way, and he left him in a shady situation or whatever. Ours is different because we knew he's at the tail end of his career, and we knew he wasn't going to retire. But I honestly didn't believe that he was going to play for us for 8 years. I did not. I didn't see that coming at all. You know what I'm saying? And he also got to play with his son, which is dope. And I'm glad that's a part of Laker history, too. But as far as him holding up the bargain, it never happened. The nigga delivered one championship, kept the scoring title, and created history with playing with his son in the Laker uniform. And that's cool, but that's still not enough for Laker. You know, winning two, now it's like, all right, leave the nigga alone. Like, I understand you don't like the nigga, but don't leave the nigga. So to answer your question, he should not get a fucking statue. If he was to get a statue, it's because the new owners felt like they gotta be in the spotlight and cause some type of controversy and do that shit. But outside of that, Jeannie Buss know damn well she shouldn't. And if she did, I'm like, dog, what are you doing, Jeannie? And Jeannie right now is fighting against her brothers about selling a portion of the Lakers to, because, our latest owner, our former owner, is in some hot water about some shit, owes a lot of money, might end up selling the Dodgers as well. And it might be one of those situations where they have to go to some other owners who could do as good of a job as he would have, or as good of as the family. But we have family drama right now, and I will call it interesting. So I want to wrap up the whole, did we ever accept Bron? We didn't. To be frank and blunt, 12 Cal, we never accepted him as one of us. Whatever. But here's the thing. We cannot. It's like those families that have a hard time accepting another race, dating or marrying into their race. That's how it is. And that sounds bad, right? I get it. That sounds bad, but that's what it is. It's like marrying into another race and us eventually having to deal with it, ultimately. He's been with us for 8 years. That's just as long, if not a year longer than, it might be a tie with Cleveland, but it's definitely a longer stint than Miami. You know what I mean? I think his best championship was for Cleveland. And then after that, I think the two Miami championships versus the one Laker championship can battle for second place, because to win a championship for the Lakers is a big thing. So I don't want to shit on that. And I thought the bubble championship was one of the hardest championships. And I know my team is involved, so I know niggas would be like, you being biased, but that was the closest, of like some real authentic basketball you can get. There's no outside noise. They was literally generating crowd noises. This was no distractions, no fans, no home court advantage. This is just real AAU style or private runs that you can get. You know what I'm saying? And to win a championship for the Lakers is a big thing. is not to be looked over. I don't think it means as much as it does for New York, because they haven't won in over 50 something years. But to win, to hold up a standard slightly, is major, because we expect more. So to even get one, that's major. Because prior to you winning the championship, the last nigga that won the championship for us was Kobe. And prior to that was Kobe and Shaq. And then prior to that was Magic and Kareem. So look at that timeline. You know, look at that timeline right there. It's pretty impressive, but it's not impressive enough to Laker fans and the Laker culture. So, no, it's a lot of shit. We looked at his character overall. Kobe was a weird nigga to us. Kobe was still a weird nigga to a lot of people before, you know, during and afterwards. But we grew to understand who his character was, and his work ethic was out of this world. Fucking alien. You know what I mean? And we had to learn to accept that. And that was just us getting out of our lazy ass mind and accepting a nigga that was just different. Instead of just accepting a superstar like Michael Jordan, who was already God's gift to the world, Black Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We literally saw a nigga get it out of the mud off the bench that didn't go to college. So it was different for us. It took us a long time to try to understand it. His retirement commercial was one of the best commercials of all time. Why? Because it's like everybody hated this nigga. I'm talking about for other fan bases. They hated his nigga his whole career. And I'm pretty sure when Bron retired, there's going to be a portion of love that I have for him stored up. But he will always be that nigga that played for us, but is not one of us. He is the black sheep of the Lakers. I'm sorry to say it like that. But there's a lot of Lakers fans that feel like he is a Laker, and we accept him. So, you know, to wrap that up, yeah, Kobe's going to say the nice things. He's going to say the right thing or whatever. But Kobe also knows what it is to be a true Laker. And if he really wanted to be real, and if he was here, he would know. He would say, hey, it's not enough, but he is a Laker, you know, at the end of the day. And by the way, whatever starting five y'all think y'all can create in New York, in Miami, in San Antonio, in Boston, in Detroit, nigga, we are smoking y'all. Nigga, we are smoking y'all, okay? Hey, without Bron, we smoking y'all niggas. That's a whole nother story. Now back to this family drama that I'm about to wrap up. Yeah, we've been sold again. You know what I'm saying? To Iger, to Disney. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that I'm concerned. I'm just saying it's different. For Genie buses, what has been reported a day after it was reported that the Lakers were sold again is that she was actually fighting and saying that she did not agree to the terms that her brothers and the rest of her family agreed upon to sell that much. It's family drama. We always hated the brother. That nigga went and got us Steve Nash and who else? Fucking Steve Nash. At the time, Dwight Howard. That was still a good Dwight Howard that Kobe had. But Kobe was on his bumper because and Dwight Howard ended up winning the championship with Bron, which was crazy. And Rondo, too. Shout out to Rondo. Steve Nash. And who else did we fucking get that I did not like? I forgot. But they tried to get CP3 at the time for Kobe. Or whatever, it just didn't work out. They got vetoed because the fucking Charlotte didn't have no fucking owner or whatever. But it is what it is with that. But I'm just going to sit up here and wait. I don't think it's as bad as other people think it is. I think it's just, all right, well, you know what? It is, because we've never seen anything like that. It is bad. And we've always been used to the Lakers being a family business. And now it's no longer a family business. It's now strictly a business. You know what I mean? So as long as they uphold the Lakers standards, that's cool. I just think there's some sauce that they can't create that came from the father. Hell, Jeannie could barely create that sauce that her father did. Her father was fucking great at what he did. And it just sucks that she was the only one that had that type of love and passion for the Lakers, for the family. The Lakers was the last family team. You know what I mean? So the times are different, my nigga. At age 43, almost 44, I turned 44 this year. I'll be going into the, you know, we'll be, you know, early on in the season, my nigga. It's just different. I spent 43 years knowing that the family was under the bus name, and now it's not. So, shout out to that. I hope I answered your question, 12 Cal. I hope I answered your question, but Open Run with BTG, man. Jim is, you know, I mean, basketball season's on the way back. Football season is here, okay? I just recently went to the Rams versus Saints preseason game. Suites. That's what it was. That was a different experience. Man, I had a video of me with the Ram players in the background in my video saying that I'm a Raiders fan, and I forgot to press record. And my wife got actual still pictures of me holding my phone up that's not recording the video that I wanted. But that was a dope experience overall. UCLA football will be back. Oh, can't wait for that. Raider football will be back. Can't wait for that. So the gym is going to have to, I'm going to have to bring the gym back a little bit more this season. Of course, basketball season is going to be different. But we'll see what it is. 12 Cal, appreciate the question. I appreciate you pulling up with that, with those questions. I hope I answered them. And yeah, let's see what this season holds for us. Over on with BTG, the gym is now closed.